Joe Biden woos Nikki Haley voters after she failed to endorse Donald Trump. By Wendell Hasebo on March 6, 2024. President Joe Biden attempted to attract voters of former presidential candidate Nikki Haley after she refused to endorse former President Donald Trump. Biden's tactic attempts to divide the Republican Party by exposing Haley's refusal to endorse Trump following her departure from the race. Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. "I want to be clear, there is a place for them in my campaign," Biden said in a Wednesday statement. "I know there is a lot we won't agree on." Biden cited Democrats' fun talking points as a basis for Haley voters to support him. But on the fundamental issues of preserving American democracy, on standing up for the rule of law, on treating each other with decency and dignity and respect, on preserving NATO and standing up to America's adversaries, I hope and believe we can find common ground. A Super Tuesday CNN exit poll of Republican voters in North Carolina showed that among the slim majority of those who approved of Biden, 83% of them supported Haley. Haley bowed out of the race Wednesday morning and congratulated the former president. "In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July," she graciously said. "I congratulate him and wish him well. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it, who did not support him," she said. The relationship between Haley and Trump remains contentious. Nikki Haley got trounced last night, in record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for reasons unknown, are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries, Trump posted on Truth Social. Much of her money came from radical left Democrats, as did many of her voters, almost 50%, according to the polls, Trump continued. Haley accepted donations from Democrats, including Democrat billionaire donor Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn. More than 75% of the money she raised during the campaign was from large donors, Open Secrets figured. "At this point, I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end, and would further like to invite all of the Haley supporters to join the greatest movement in the history of our nation," Trump wrote. "Biden is the enemy, he is destroying our country. Make America great again," he concluded. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.